Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Mystery of Capital, Why Capitalism Triumphs in the West and Fails Everywhere Else, Hernando de Soto presents a compelling analysis of how and why capitalism has led to prosperity in some parts of the world while leaving others in poverty. The book, published in the early 2000s, delves into the intricacies of capital formation, property rights, and the legal infrastructure that supports or impedes the transformation of assets into economically productive capital. Through extensive research and case studies from numerous countries, De Soto argues that the key difference lies in the ability of societies to effectively record and formalize property ownership. This groundbreaking work challenges conventional wisdom and offers insights into the role of legal and property systems in economic development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of property rights. One of the central themes Hernando de Soto explores in The Mystery of Capital is the critical role property rights play in the success of capitalist systems. In the West, detailed recording systems and legal frameworks exist to protect property rights, allowing individuals to leverage their property as collateral for loans, generating capital. This process transforms dead assets into live capital that can be used to invest, innovate, and grow businesses. Conversely, in many developing countries, the absence of such a system prevents this transformation, resulting in assets that remain dead, which stymies economic development and perpetuates poverty. De Soto argues that establishing and enforcing clear property rights is essential for unlocking economic potential and closing the wealth gap between developed and developing nations. Secondly, dead capital. De Soto introduces the concept of dead capital to describe assets that cannot be easily traded or leveraged due to the lack of proper legal documentation and property rights recognition. In many developing countries, the vast majority of real estate and other assets fall into this category. These assets, though valuable, cannot be used to secure loans or generate additional wealth because they are not part of a formal legal system. De Soto estimates that trillions of dollars worth of such dead capital exist globally, held back from contributing to economic growth. By formalizing these assets, countries could unleash significant economic potential, providing a pathway out of poverty for millions. De Soto's analysis underscores the importance of legal reforms in unlocking the hidden wealth of poor nations. Thirdly, the process of formalization, a pivotal solution proposed by De Soto for converting dead capital into live capital, involves the formalization of property and assets. This process includes the establishment of a comprehensive legal and bureaucratic system that recognizes and records property rights. De Soto outlines the steps necessary for this transformation, which involve complex legal reforms, the creation of accessible property registries, and the establishment of a system that allows assets to be leveraged. The challenges in implementing such reforms are significant, often involving the restructuring of entrenched legal and societal norms. However, the potential benefits in terms of economic development and poverty reduction make this endeavor crucial. This section of the book specifically highlights the practical steps countries can take towards economic revitalization through formalization. Fourthly, opposition to formalization. De Soto does not shy away from addressing the challenges and opposition faced when attempting to formalize property rights. These challenges come from various sources, including bureaucratic inertia, corruption, vested interests, and the informal sector's fear of losing autonomy. The author examines case studies where efforts to formalize were met with resistance, illustrating the complexities of changing long-standing systems. Furthermore, De Soto argues that overcoming these barriers requires not just legal and economic reforms, but also a change in mindset among both governments and citizens. This discussion provides a realistic look at the obstacles facing reforms and offers strategies to navigate these difficulties. Lastly, the global implications. De Soto extends his analysis beyond the economic sphere, suggesting that formalizing property rights has broader implications for global security and democracy. He posits that economic disenfranchisement, fueled by the inability to capitalize on assets, can lead to social unrest and even terrorism. By providing a clear path to economic empowerment, formalization of property rights can enhance stability and support democratic institutions. This perspective underscores the interconnectedness of economic policies and global security, asserting that the implementation of De Soto's proposals could lead to a more stable and equitable world order. This chapter expands the discussion from economic development to include peace and democracy, highlighting the far-reaching consequences of property rights reform. In conclusion, Hernando de Soto's The Mystery of Capital is crucial reading for policymakers, economists, entrepreneurs, and individuals interested in understanding the disparities in global wealth and economic opportunities. By pinpointing the lack of formalized property rights as a fundamental barrier to capital formation in developing countries, de Soto provides a clear blueprint for unleashing economic potential and reducing global poverty. His rigorous analysis and persuasive argumentation make a compelling case for the reform of property laws and land registration systems around the world. This book offers valuable insights into how we can transform dead capital into live capital, supporting not just economic development, but also contributing to global stability and democracy. It's a testament to the power of legal frameworks in shaping economic destinies, making it an essential read for anyone looking to understand or influence economic policy and development. If you would like to support Hernando de Soto, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.